Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
1 Samuel 17 records the famous story of David and Goliath. The Philistine giant had taunted Israel for 40 days, and the Bible said that all of Israel, including King Saul, were afraid. In walks David, who had seen the Lord work in crazy ways while he was a shepherd out in the wilderness. With the Lord's strength, David had taken down a lion and a bear with a sling in his bare hands. Have you ever stopped to think about the kind of guy David was? We've seen him portrayed as this little boy who was weak-kneed and timid, but this kid was just a stud. Talk about a bold and fearless guy and how he completely trusted the Lord to guide and protect him. David was ready to jump into action and eliminate this mockery toward God. So this young country boy gets ushered in to meet King Saul. Saul told David that he's nuts, and even after David argues that the Lord will provide victory, Saul tries to arm David with earthly weapons to fight the battle in the material or in the physical sense. David had never trained with armor or that style of fighting, so he quickly removed the armor and decided to fight in the way he knew the Lord had worked in the past. See, David walked with the Lord enough and saw how God works beyond our own strength. He knew that trying to fight a battle of this size in human terms, on the enemy's terms, would mean certain defeat, and that only God could win this fight. And we all know what happened. Even though we can read the story of David and Goliath and recognize the theme in some academic sense, how often we try to fight like Saul rather than like David? We put on the armor of the world. We shrink to the enemy's style of fighting. We're so afraid that we think we need more material armor, such as making the enemy like us, or learning their way of doing battle, or just working harder in our own strength. See, God wants a totally surrendered servant like David, who grabbed 5 stones. No, not for Saul's brothers. David grabbed reloads because he was committed to the battle to the end. All through the New Testament, we read that Christ uses those completely broken, humble, and sold out to his redemptive mission. Those who try to fight for Christ using the world's armor and weapons will face frustration, burnout, and defeat. Those who wholly and completely surrender to the cause of Christ with caution to the wind and total abandonment, God will use them greatly, and they will have the joy of watching his works on display right in front of them. Which is it for you? Are you fighting the world's way? Are you concerned with being liked, accepted, viewed as tolerant and relevant? Or are you radically committed to the cause of Christ as you boldly declare his redemption for his glory?
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.